I want to talk about the great physician tonight. Everybody's sick. We're in a sin-sick world today. Everybody's sick. Everybody loaded with infirmities of some kind. But the sword of the Spirit is here. What for? To cut out the different diseases. Sharp enough to cut out the mourner's veins. Use this sword and cut the mourner's veins out. And you know, I believe the right kind of a preacher can take that vein out without hurting you. I'm not going to hurt anybody, but the vein must come out. And the thought of the Spirit tells you that God don't hear and answer sinners' prayer. He said, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears open to the righteous cry. But he turns his face against him that does evil. So you just might as well surrender and give up the doctrines and commandments of men, and Lord, speak, and thy servant will obey. Now, why does all of these divisions come? False doctrine. Jesus said, sow the seed. What kind of a seed? The seed of the kingdom. Is the word of God, and the seed of the kingdom sown in a man's heart have never made a baptism. That seed won't make them. You take an ear of corn and cast clean into London and plant it over there, and you get corn. Changing the situation and going into a new country don't give you a different kind of progress. That same corn will bring corn in England. Take the word of God, the seed of the kingdom, and into Africa you make it, and sow it, you make Christians. Go on over to London and you make Christians. It will make nothing else. Seed of the kingdom, and God has ordained that every seed bring seed after this kind. And if you're in the poultry business and you want leggings, white leggings, why? Just go on over there and order white leggings from the poultry man, and you sell them for so much a setting, and if they hack out black chickens and you're trying to buy white leggings, well, do you not know you can go back on him and he'll change if he's honest and say he made a mistake? By those eggs, and all, every one of those eggs had a white shell around it. Ain't God wonderful to bring a black chicken out of a white shell? He's a wonderful God, and somebody startled, somebody worried about it, no need to worry, and that's God's business. He was able to make all of us the various colors that we are, but he gave every man a soul, and Adam and Eve is the father and mother of all of us. That makes us all, as this boy says, that we've got to love his brother, brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what we are. All come out of the same ship. And there we are. Now then again, if you want this white legend, or you want the brown legend, you can't go back on the man and say, well, I want a white legend, and you gave me brown. He gave you what you ordered. You ordered brown legends, that's what he gave you. And God Almighty is coming back some of these days to judge the quick and the dead, and he's looking for nothing but Christians. Nothing but Christians, regardless of the color, whoever they are, is coming back after Christians. The seed of the kingdom only makes Christians. Jesus, the great physician, came into the world and brought the medicine to heal the sin-sick soul, the chief of sinners. Apostle Paul is a Saul of Tarsus, the chief of sinners, and God Almighty had a doctrine here to save the chief. He said, when I heard the gospel, I rose immediately. I got up at once. I didn't murmur. I didn't complain. I rose immediately and was baptized. That's what you ought to do tonight. If you want to be a Christian, you ought to get up immediately. When the invitation's extended, you ought to hesitate. There are men in this asylum could understand it as plain as these boys that presented tonight. Wow, Brother Keeble, if they're in this asylum, how can they believe it? Well, they tell me there are men in this asylum whose minds come and go. He could catch it coming if he lost it going. He could catch it. He could obey the gospel right there. I didn't say he would hold it, but he can understand it. And you that have good minds can understand this gospel. Jesus, the great physician, has the gospel to heal all nations and make us all one in Christ. What a wonderful gospel this is. Make us all do what else? Speak the same thing. And there'll be no division among us. Apostle Paul asked this question once, is Christ divided? Or was I crucified? crucified for him? Or did I baptize any of you in my name? Well, I didn't baptize any in my name. I only baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name. Listen, last night a young lady obeyed the gospel, but she was baptized in the name of Christ and not of any background the Baptist. Not in that name, because she could. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name, no other name. Somebody said, well, my mama, why are we not discussing your mama? Because your mother didn't die for us. We're discussing the man that died. My mother was a Christian, honey. You know she was. Not if she did not obey the gospel, the word of God, if she did not obey that, she is not a Christian. God is no respecter of persons. He wouldn't save your mother and she hadn't obeyed his word. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Carefully dividing the soul of the soul and the spirit, and the discerner of the thought and the intents of the heart. The word of God. Word of God, all we want. What will it do? It'll make us all speak the same thing. Make us all, yes, speak the same thing. And all members of the same church. Born again and regenerated. And of God in a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I don't see why people hesitate, as plain as the Bible is. Jesus said, search the flesh. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. I want to say again that Jesus is the greatest doctor, the great physician that never lost a case. He came upon a man one time, and he was even blind. He spat on the ground and mixed up some clay and anointed his eyes. And the man's eyes come open. Who did it? Jesus. What did he do with it? Blood and spirit. Made it up, and the man stood there and took it. Then some of us snort at it today, and ask, what is that? Well, I don't want no spit in my eyes. Don't dignify it. Lord, say, he wouldn't have got his sight, would he? No, he stood there and let him do it. Now, you ought to stand tonight and let him lead you down the aisle. Lead you down to the preacher and be buried with him in baptism and lead your fathers and your mothers and your husbands and your wives and say, Lord, speak. And thy servant will obey. Maybe one way. The great physician. You know, sometimes we go to these stores, Piggly Wiggly we used to have. You know, you used to have to stand around for a few hours sometimes, or maybe an hour, trying to get waited on. But you don't have to do that now. You just step in there, everything's labeled. Just push your buggy right on around there and load it up. And don't have to sit and wait on me. He didn't treat me right. Ain't that wonderful? God's got the same thing. You don't have to get in the church. Just go in there and get in the right church and roll around and get the right label. The right label. Boy, that's another thing. Would you look silly in the store down there on the fourth plane and the goods on the shelf? You look silly. The goods is on the shelf. Get up, man. Read the label. Then another thing. Somebody said, I want green peas. Well, you don't have to go around that field in the tag. Green peas, peas look like corn. You could tell them by feeling. You know what to do? Read your label. The contents of that can is on that label. The contents of what church to get in is labeled in this book. Don't be feeling for it. Get the label. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. Get the label, brother, and don't lay down that wallet and try to find out what church mama died in. That ain't on the label. Go pan down and read the label. And after you get all in your basket you can get, and your heart is your basket, then someday you're going to have to roll your budget on up to the church. And somebody sitting there, the cash register, you take it out of way. Whatever you got in your basket, one leg you flips up there, that's it, is that it? Ain't nobody standing down there arguing, I don't think it's that much. Why, that adding machine, it ain't no... Hey, that adding machine is not a typewriter. It's an adding machine. Tells you the total, is that right? When it's standing in judgment to be judged about stewardship, Jesus is going to start on the adding machine. Bam! It's hard. Get to do what I tell you. apart from me, you workers of iniquity, for you didn't do what I told you. And then you go hollering to the man about that adding machine. You know what he'll tell you? I don't care what you say. Get your pencil and paper. But I want you to know that that adding machine don't lie. Standing in the judgment before God. Almighty son, I don't need the book right now. I'm preaching. He's trying to bother me. But anyway, when you go up there to that ad machine at the final judgment, and Jesus said, depart from me, don't get angry. Don't get angry. You could have went up there and got it off the shelf. When you got the wrong thing, now you go, isn't somebody else down there rolling, wants the baptism of the Holy Spirit? God didn't take you to pray for the Holy Spirit to come down. Oh, I see these dancing sanctified, dancing and down, rolling and foaming at the mouth. Get up, let the Holy Spirit that brought this thing down here, let him tell you what to do. And when you go down into water baptism, you're washed, sanctified and cleansed with the wash of water by the word. That's the way it's done, Church of Christ. And there's no need to have a spasm over this. No need to keep it like mine. But when somebody gets a shouting and rolling all around at the floor and making like they got the Holy Ghost, you excited. Keep cool, whatever you do, sober-minded. Become a member of the church that was bought with the blood of Christ and tell them to stop rolling you. Tell them, I don't want to get a religion like that. I want to walk out on God's word, and I want the great physician to give me the medicine. I want the medicine from him. Take a dose of healing. Take a dose of repentance. Take a dose of the confession. Take a dose of baptism. Wash every sin away. What are we doing then? You're obeying the great physician. Jesus said, without faith it is impossible to please him. And except to repent, you shall all likewise perish. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot even enter the kingdom, can't even see the kingdom of heaven. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to do it. I hope somebody's in the audience tonight that's willing to walk out on God's word and turn the back on the doctrines and commandments of men and so long thee and thy servant will obey. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will open, he said, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. The spirit of the bride has come, and I believe somebody in this audience tonight is ready. Somebody that has once been baptized and been a member of the Church of Christ and drifted back into the world like the prodigal son. You ought to say this to yourself, I will arise and go to my heavenly Father. I'll trample under his feet, his word under my feet long enough. I have put it to an open shame. I've disgraced the Church of Christ. I've come, O Lord. I repent of my sins. I confess I've sinned. I come back begging God and asking the church to pray for me. Won't you do that tonight? Won't you do that? I hope somebody's here. Somebody willing to come. Somebody willing to be buried with Christ so your sins can be washed away and that God adds you to his church. The great physician said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Now, not tomorrow, is the acceptable time. Today is a day of salvation. Won't you come? The Spirit and the bride says come. Why not accept him while we all stand in faith?